Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We've made it to springtime, which means that a lot of people are doing a little bit of spring cleaning inside of their houses, and they're trying to find those useless things that they need to get rid of, and I'm here to help you out.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
10 of the most useless things in your home that are just wasting space. For 10 years, I was unable to occupy the chase portion of my couch. For 10 years, I was unable to access 75 or more percent of my closet space. For 10 years, I would find empty bottle after empty bottle after empty bottle of wine occupying my recycle bin. And then I did some spring cleaning and got rid of some defective technology that was occupying said space. I called it a divorce.
Spring cleaning.
Spring cleaning. Taking care of the, you know, taking the trash out, you know. So these are the most useless things in your house that are just wasting space. Do you guys have anything on top of your head that you've got just laying around your house? Miles, I know that you tend to be more of a clean guy, so I don't think you listed. Oh, no, really?
Laying around the house up space.
I'm going to say 9 out of 10 of these I don't have.
Wouldn't be shocked.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be shocked. How about you, Ted? Anything useless?
I mean, I have clutter, right? Because I'll just leave a jacket sitting on the back of the couch or whatever. But I don't know if I have, like, big items that are just taking up space, though.
Let's find out. Last on the list, they have just toys. It may not be just who's collecting junk in your home. Your kids may have a stash of toys that they don't play with anymore, just don't want to be they don't want to keep around. I remember that was a thing in our household every so often to be like, all right, go
the purge.
To the bottom of your toy box and pull everything out of there, give it one final look over, realistically look at it like, when's the last time you played with this, and then put it in the box.
Or we will.
Correct.
Yeah.
Right.
Or we will do it. Yeah, I don't have toys anymore, but 5 years ago, abso-frickin-lutely.
Well, it's like going through your kids' stuff. As far as have they outgrown this toy?
No. I think sometimes, too, though, like, some people just never want to give up stuff.
Sure.
So, like, I think my mom would just, or my dad would just throw out stuff.
Right.
Because if he sat me down and said, I'll be like, well, I should keep this toy. I might want to use it one day.
Oh, yeah. That was always the worst thing in the world when your parents showed up into your room with the big black garbage bag.
Because you know what it meant.
That's right. I'm just going to start grabbing.
Before they get to my porn magazines.
Right.
I'll tell you what I do it with sometimes is homemade edibles. Oh, I had one I left in my freezer for, had to be 5-6 years for a special day.
Right. Special day never comes.
Yeah. Now I eat them like a grown up.
Damn right. Plastic bags.
Nope.
While some areas may have limited the use of single-use plastic bags, you may still find plenty of them at the grocery store, takeout restaurants, other retail spaces. You might have a bag full of a bag.
I mean, when I grew up, we all had them underneath our sink.
That's where mine are.
Right.
I just think it's hard to get them anymore.
But I still use them as a thing. Like, if we get, it's like gold now.
Oh, yeah.
A plastic bag, put it under the sink.
I have zero.
You have none?
None.
All right.
I've been taking my bag to the grocery store.
Miles is 0 for 2. Random bathroom items. Nope. Says, when was the last time you cleaned out your bathroom drawers and underneath your sink, set aside some time to sort through everything and see what you want to keep and what needs to go?
Wife, I don't look because I use the stuff I use. Anything else for the kids and the wife.
Right.
I have a toothbrush, I have a razor, I have a bar of soap, there's some lotion, there's beard oil. I am done. I know where the cotton balls, the Q-tips are. Everything else in that bathroom, I have nothing to do with, and I refuse to get involved.
There's no point in having anything in there that you don't use.
No. We take up no real estate in the bathroom.
We really don't.
No. I have my one little corner. That's you know, we have a full-on, you know, hanging on the head of the shower thing, shelving unit.
Sure.
And it is loaded with the wife's stuff.
Yeah, I got a bar of soap.
The shelves over the toilet, loaded with the wife's stuff. Under the sink, I don't even look down there.
No,
none of it is for me down there.
Do not look down there.
I mean, I'm guilty of it now, but my place doesn't have a medicine cabinet.
Right.
So you got to spread crap around. And
yeah, and look, I'm guilty of it, right? Like, I there's no reason NyQuil should just be sitting up there. I should put it underneath my sink. You know what I mean? Like,
sure.
It's one of those things. It's not like you go home and just sip Quill.
Sure.
Well,
but it just sits there.
But you don't have a medicine cabinet.
Well, then start sipping it and put it to use.
Right.
God.
Sip on some scissors.
Yeah. Crafting supplies. No. Thought it was a good idea to start knitting and scrapbooking, but now those crafting supplies are just taking up space.
Now, my wife does all that stuff, but she has a dedicated room.
Sure.
You physically have to be in it.
Crafting room.
My daughter has a desk, and I just don't look at it.
And look, I encourage everybody to explore your horizons, see what things you might be interested in, go and check out some different stuff. But also, yeah, once in a while, it's time to look back on the stuff like, are you really that dedicated to it? Are you really going to macrame?
You thought it was fun. Now you don't.
4 for 4.
Does anybody have a bunch of power cords that they don't need?
Nope.
Miles, you don't have the big box of random cords?
No.
None of mine are random. Yeah, we have like the power surge protectors and all that kind of crap.
Sure.
No, I seriously have what I need in my drawer.
No kidding.
Yes.
You don't find a cord and say, doggone it, I forget what this goes to. I should stack this away.
I've thrown them all away.
Damn, Miles. Yes. You're a braver man than I am. Son of a gun.
If
I lived alone, I would toss them. But between the kids and the wife, I'm like, look. I know it, and again, it's like the bathroom. I know it does not apply to me, but I don't know who this is for. Or what it goes to, but if I throw it out, I will find out in a week, and they will be hostile.
I have a box that is basically one cord, and it has about 15 different connects to it, as far as what you can plug it into.
Yeah.
So you just snap the different thing on the top. So if I ever need anything like the drill to be plugged in, that works.
Okay.
A reclining chair goes in the back. It's electric.
Right.
It works in that. It works in everything.
Okay. Yes. I like it. Do you use all of your food storage containers, Miles?
I mean, I have Tupperware that I use to put food in.
Sure, but you don't have any that maybe you could probably throw away?
No, because I have it in a small drawer.
You don't have any lids and containers that don't match anymore?
I do not.
I got it.
We used to, but we did the purge.
Yeah.
You just buy from scratch, because it's not that expensive. In the end, it's like, look, man, I haven't used this lid. No one knows for the lid, so we just bought them new, and we've actually stayed organized.
Pro tip, all the plastic crap you have,
oh, yeah.
Okay. You have no problem giving that away. You know, like, take this home with you.
Sure.
Where you could put that in, like, a quart size bag or a gallon size bag.
Yeah.
If you have glass,
I love
storage
glass
containers with a snap on lids.
Yes.
You keep them organized, you do not lose them, and you never give them away.
Yes.
So that's the best way to go for
it. I love
them.
I can
put them in the
storage
dishwasher. They come clean. They don't get the orange crap on them when I put spaghetti sauce in there.
Facts.
They're glass.
But the flip side is, if I'm going to someone's house, I want the plastic one because I don't want to take it home. I don't want to have to remember to get my glass. So I'm like, no, the glass does not go there. You get plastic.
My only problem with the glass, and we have Pyrex storage, so it's I love this stuff. The only problem with it is the lids. For whatever reason, right on the seam of the lid, it splits from time to time. I've had a couple lids split on that thing.
Uh-huh.
But that's my only gripe with it. I love the actual container. Miles, you're right. You don't get that nasty orange. You don't get those weird bubbles that are in there.
In,
right. I love them.
Sometimes it just depends on the food I have left over. Like, I don't want to put it in a bag. I'd rather put it in one of those containers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like lasagna.
Yeah.
Right.
Just put it in a flat container.
Exactly. Plastic cutlery.
No. That's not true. We don't use it. In the summertime, we use it. Because the kids always have their goddamn friends at the house. So it's like, use this.
Sure. And I have it in a box for when I have, like, people over doing that.
How often do you have people over, Miles?
Well, in summertime, typically it's when the plastic comes out.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, like, you know, potato salad, macaroni salad, anything you're eating, just like, here, throw it away.
I'm with you.
I have a box of them, but it's just for, like, if people are over.
Right. I feel it. Okay.
It's just easier, frankly. I mean, even if I just have, like, 4 or 5 people over to watch a Hawks game, if we're having chili, it's like, here's some paper bowls, here's some plastic.
Do you have small paper plates, you know? That's when you bring that out.
Sure, of course.
Yeah.
Old towels and sheets.
Nope.
Got it, Miles.
No, why would I keep old
clean
sheets?
Freak.
What's going to happen?
For just in case somebody comes over and uses your bed.
Oh, I have sheets.
You can tell you live alone.
I have guest sheets for sure, but they're not old. They're new.
Look, OCD works in two different ways, right? Like, Miles keeps a very clean, particular house.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, like, I wish I was that way, but I just don't care. So, you know what I mean? There was years where I would be like, got to do this, got to do that. And then finally, I was just like, yeah, the problem is, like, I could walk in my house tonight, there could be two jackets laying on the side of my sofa. Like, it doesn't bother me.
Right.
It bugs me, but I have kids in the house. I would challenge anyone. Yeah. Like, hey, I clean up everything. And by the time you turn around, you're like, what just happened? Like, I literally just cleaned the living room. I turned around because you went in to watch TV, and all of your crap's back.
Exercise equipment.
No.
Damn it. That is a pretty big one.
It is.
I will say that. I know a couple people, though, that have treadmills that actually use them.
Right. I use my free weights at home.
I have dumbbells in my living room.
That's pretty much.
Yeah, but you probably use them.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
I get stoned and just do curls.
We'll say there's an ab roller machine that I don't use. It's an ab roller device.
Yeah, ab roller.
Oh, yeah. See, right. Like a seat thing.
No, it's a... when
you put your arms on and roll out?
Exactly.
Ooh, that's
Those
tough,
are tough.
Man. Oh, my God. That's hard. I can't kill your abs, dude.
I can't do
it. It takes like three, and then I'm dead.
It hurts my
shoulders,
too.
A few hours later.
Yeah, then when you get confident and you're doing it for a few weeks, like, I'm going to go all the way out. And boom, boom.
And down
every time.
You go.
Guaranteed.
Now I'm on the ground.
They do put in the honorable mention of going through your clothes. Anything that you might not wear anymore, which, Miles, you're actually pretty good about recycling everything that you got going on.
I mean, moving last year helped get rid of a lot of stuff. Yep.
Sure, that's a fact. But then the number one most useless thing in your house that is just wasting space, the single-use appliances. You may have thought it was a good idea to buy the panini press, waffle maker for your kitchen, but the dreams of hosting events when you actually use that appliance never come true.
No. I've got one blender under the counter.
Yeah.
And I've got an air fryer on the counter.
But you use a blender as...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Yeah, exactly. So you don't use it every day.
It's like a mixer. I've got a handheld mixer.
Yeah.
Like that kind of thing.
Because if you don't have a blender, at the moment that you do need a blender, you're like, let me just get a goddamn blender.
Right? So the only time I lived like that was because it was me and two roommates. It was three of us. And we were in our early 20s. But like we had everything.
George Foreman grill, panini press.
We had a quesadilla maker. I mean, you name it.
Which also could be a waffle maker. Sometimes
I think we had one of those. But granted, it was three dudes in their early 20s. Yeah. So like, we ate a lot of quesadillas and stuff. But like, we had a sandwich maker, which is the same thing.
Yeah,
but
I had a grilled cheese maker.
Yeah, but like now that I live alone and it's my own, like I wouldn't have all that crap.
The thing is I had made grilled cheese successfully. I make a good grilled cheese.
That's what I mean, your pan and a spatula, like, we are that.
Exactly. But then all of a sudden you get this like grilled cheese press. Nah, man, it seals the cheese within. Like, oh God, I got
to get that. Was there a noticeable difference when you used it?
A noticeable difference?
Would
sucked.
I be able to say what's
it
your
made
secret?
It made a worse grilled cheese.
Really?
My mom I didn't like
a,
it.
My mom has the same can opener that we had as a kid, electric, on the counter in her kitchen. Yeah. Damn thing still works like a charm, but I mean, I just can't. You can't just open a can with a can opener?
Right.
Crying out loud.
Damn. Everybody had those. My grandma had one. I loved it.
Oh, yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.